For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood.
Merry Christmas, Charlie Brown!
Merry Christmas, you wonderful old building and loan!
It happens every year about this time. The sounds of the season, which can bring joy to many, ring hollow for those suffering from the phenomenon known as holiday depression. According to University of South Carolina nursing professor Sue Heine, who for many years worked with people afflicted by this seasonal malady, holiday depression can be felt in a variety of ways.
People have trouble sleeping. They have changes in appetite, so either they eat more or they eat less. They feel sad. One of the cardinal signs is that they could not enjoy anything, so nothing makes them feel good. Even though they may have, say, previously really enjoyed a ritual with the family, they're not enjoying that at all this time.
Asked why a person would be downhearted in a normally joyous season, psychologist Fred Medway said,
I think what happens in the holidays is the holidays have such memories kind of associated with it. You know, and especially Christmas. If they've sort of lost a loved one in the past year, or if they've had a relationship breakup, it really triggers off a lot of sad memories in trying to deal with that.
Medway said the dates of the holidays are just one of several factors that might trigger depression.
I think the second one is sort of stress. And the stress can be activity stress. I got way too much to do. Or it can be financial stress. Or it can be triggered by a third factor, the issue of being by oneself and alone.
Heine agreed that holiday depression is probably a cumulative series of stressors that cause a person to feel blue. She recommended a couple of strategies to help ease the stress and sadness, beginning with lowering one's expectations.
Say, I'm not going to bake 100 cookies, I'm going to bake 50. Lowering your expectations is really, really important because you set yourself up for failure. Good time management is another one. Making lists and then really looking at what's the priority on that list and what's it really important for me to get done.
Medway added another idea to help those mourning a loss around the holidays.
For example, if they usually like to either donate clothing or give money or do some charitable during the holidays, that they do that in the name of the loved one that they've sort of lost as a tribute or a memorial. Because what you're trying to do is to establish a level of action rather than a passive acceptance of loss.
On the brighter side, Medway said one thing that has happened to ease the stress of shopping for the holidays for some is the advent of the internet.
Especially people who were like late with the gift, you'd see them running right to the mall. But see, nowadays people don't have to do that. Nowadays they can go on the internet and Amazon will promise like next day shipping and all that stuff. I mean, I think the world is actually much better in this way.
According to Heine, one way to help a friend or loved one through holiday depression is simply to be there.
The best thing that we can do is to be available and lend presence. Those kinds of situations are like a maze. And so we'd like to say, take a right and take a left and, you know, turn around and then you'll be out. But that's not going to help people. What we've got to do is walk beside them. And if they're taking a wrong turn, just be there with them and listen to them and not discount the legitimacy of what they're feeling.
Heine said most people with holiday depression just need someone to listen. It's okay to ask, how can I help, she said, but she stressed, don't say it unless you're really willing to do it. This report also can be heard on SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood.